What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, March 19th, 2019, getting into the week here, and I'm feeling a little bit better than I was yesterday. Still not over this, but thanks to everybody who emailed me and inquired after, how I was feeling. I don't know, but over the weekend, I just did something in my left arm, and yesterday, my elbow, it was just in serious, serious pain. It's still with me, but not anywhere near as bad, so I'm on my way to amend, so we can just sort of let that fade off into history. Anyway, we have got lots of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions here. Okay, let's get right on into it. We're starting to see a breaking in the ranks of the corporate media because, as you know, there was this so-called chemical weapons attack in Ghouta, Syria in 2013. It was easily disproven, not just by the independent media, but the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. They said, no, it didn't happen. And this lie has been repeatedly debunked, but the corporate media keeps on saying, oh, yes, Assad gassed his own people, Assad gassed his own people, without explaining why Assad would, first of all, gas his own people, knowing that's what the U.S. wants, and two, why he would waste his chemical weapons on women and children instead of on the terrorist groups. It never really made sense. But apparently there's now a mainstream Belgian reporter who was briefly captured by the West Free Syria Army terrorists, and he is now blowing the lid off the lies that the Syrian government committed the chemical attack. Of course, in this post-9/11, post-Saddam's nuclear weapons world, we understand government lies to get what they want from you, whether it's human-caused global warming or whatever. That's how they manipulate you. They surround you with lies and illusions. It's just like the movie Matrix. And if you're a younger member of my audience and you've never seen that movie, you really do need to. I can't imagine anybody hasn't seen the Matrix. Anyway, there's apparently a new effort to try and indict President Assad of Syria up at the International Criminal Court for his gassing of his own people. They're still pushing that. And no evidence. And what's going on here? The Syrian war is nearly over, thanks to the military successes of the Syrian army and its Russian and Iranian allies. And probably exhaustion on both sides is a factor as well. So diplomatic overtures have started to reintegrate Syria into the international system, starting at the regional level. The United Arab Emirates have reopened their embassy in Damascus. The Sudanese president, Assad's near namesake, Omar al-Bashir, has visited Syria, as have senior Egyptian officials. It's all working out, except that's not what the United States wants. So this attempt to get Assad prosecuted is an attempt to stamp out these seedlings of peace before they take root. Because if peace breaks out and Assad is still in charge of Syria, it will be unavoidable that the United States lost this one. And the United States doesn't want to be seen as losing it, no matter how much money it takes, no matter how many of your children have to be sent to be killed and crippled. They want to stay in Syria and pretend the war is just ongoing. We didn't lose. We haven't won yet, but we didn't lose. Same thing in Afghanistan. It's to keep the larger war agenda moving forward. All right. The United States, once again, is demanding. We demand, do you hear? We demand, you evil Putin, you. They are demanding that Russia destroy its 9M729 missile complexes. Now, the United States claims these are in violation of the terms of the INF Treaty. Russia says, no, they are not. This claim is absolutely groundless. And if you want to talk about violating the INF Treaty, let's look at some of those cruise missiles the United States has. So Russia is basically flat out refusing. No, we are not going to be destroying these missiles. And the United States it just seems fixated on this idea that they can continue to bully the rest of the world. Over in Lebanon, they're getting ready to receive U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo this week in his first ever visit at a time when the Lebanese economic political map is being redrawn. And while Lebanon is suffering its most serious economic downturn in recent history, and this is all being caused by the corruption of Lebanon's current political leadership and lower level administrations, but also the U.S. sanctions imposed on Iran, because Lebanon and Iran were trading partners, and the latest sanctions are the harshest ever imposed. And they're going to dramatically affect Lebanon so long as Trump just keeps it up. So what's the net result of this? The United States is pushing Lebanon into the arms of Iran and Russia. And this has already happened so many times, you'd think somebody inside Foggy Bottom would be looking at that and saying, these policies aren't working. These tariffs and sanctions, they're destroying the American sphere of influence. All of this arm twisting and sanctions, and you will do this and do that, they're driving countries out of the United States sphere of influence. And that is a bad, bad thing heading into a new world war. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Up in Afghanistan, there's an argument going on over the Belt and Road Initiative as it goes through Afghanistan. And the United Nations Security Council adopted a resolution extending the mandate of the council's political mission in Afghanistan for another 6 months. And supposedly this is aimed at strengthening regional economic cooperation involving Afghanistan, including the BRI, to connect China to Europe and Africa. And the 2016 and 2017 resolutions always had the same Belt Road Initiative language. The U.S. continues to strongly object. They don't want that Belt and Road in operation because it's going to make it faster and cheaper for Asia to sell products to Europe and for Europe to sell products to Asia. The U.S. can't compete with that. China has poured billions of dollars into this project. The United States has poured trillions of dollars into weapons of war. Guess who's actually winning here? Now, this one came out today. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro visited the White House today and made an unusual trip to the CIA headquarters yesterday, which is definitely kind of interesting. But Trump has announced that the United States is strongly looking at NATO membership for Brazil. Now, why would that be? Brazil is not in the North Atlantic. They're rather out of position to be able to support NATO's original task, which was to protect the North Atlantic sea lanes of communication. But there's something else going on in the background that is just starting to surface, and that is that the United States is taking the attitude that NATO membership means you will promise to buy all your weapons from the United States. And apparently the French defense minister has come on up and said no. You know, and basically the French minister of the armed forces, Florence Parly, expressed concern that Trump's idea of NATO solidarity is conditional on allies buying this or that equipment from the United States. And he said, NATO's solidarity clause is called Article 5, not Article F-35. But we have been seeing that an awful lot, where the U.S. is literally arm-twisting other countries. You buy our weapons. You don't buy their weapons. You buy our weapons. Germany says it's going to abandon its NATO spending commitments and will spend less than promised. This, of course, has sparked U.S. anger because Trump has criticized European allies for expecting a free ride. Well, they don't get a free ride. They are, in fact, building up their military, and they're committed to the NATO alliance. Worse, when NATO brings about a war, it's going to be fought on their front yards, and I'm sure they're not happy about that. The United States spends as much money as it does on the military because it wants to. And that should not be seen as any kind of a reason for other countries to match that spending and bankrupt their own societies the way the United States is being bankrupt. So apparently Merkel had harsh words saying Germany will not cut foreign aid to raise military spending. Over in Egypt, same thing is happening all over. They're ignoring Washington's warnings and threats, and they're purchasing more than 24 Sukhoi 35 jets from Russia. These are the new updated ones. So Russia has signed a contract with Egypt for the supply of several dozen heavy Sukhoi 35 multi-role fighters, and apparently these are intended to replace Egyptian older aircraft, Soviet MiG-21s, Chinese J-7s. The fact of the matter is, Russia and China are building more effective, less expensive weapons. And because wars are lost by the country that runs out of money first, obviously countries are going to want to get the most bang for their buck. Not these great, hulking, bloated behemoths that look really impressive, tied up to the dock or sitting on the tarmac. Now, down in Venezuela, some developments there. First of all, they got the power back on again. Internet usage is back up at its normal levels, so it looks like the country's turned on. And there's an interesting little story that came out of Zero Hedge. British photojournalist Alan Guinot and Venezuelan journalist filmmaker Carolina Graterol went to Venezuela for a month to shoot a documentary for a major global TV channel. They're not saying which one yet. And they basically talked with journalist Paul Cochran about how corporate media's portrayal of Venezuela is vastly different to their experiences on the ground. Remember when corporate media was saying they don't even have toothpaste, they're all starving to death, and Maduro's destroyed the country. And then you had people just down there going into the supermarkets, and you could see there was plenty of product on the shelf, plenty of customers in the background. And it's just a reminder, the U.S. government and the corporate media are going to say anything to you that they think will get you to go along with yet another war. And I don't really think they're getting a lot of traction right now. There was a big anti-war, hands-off Venezuela protest in front of the White House over the last weekend here. Meanwhile, Venezuela's opposition has taken control of three diplomatic facilities here in the United States and is going to attempt to obtain further U.S.-based assets in the near future. Now, these are facilities, diplomatic facilities, that are technically owned by the Venezuelan government, and Juan Guaido's envoy to the U.S. is saying, well, we're now the legitimate government, and if you believe that, then you will let us take these buildings over, which is apparently what the United States is doing, just letting Guaido take over these Venezuelan diplomatic centers. All right, so let's talk about New Zealand. There's a lot of information floating around back and forth, and frankly, more and more of it is feeling like attempts to just cloud and muddy the issue so that nobody really can come to a conclusion. But overall, the consensus by most people is this thing feels very fishy here. And there's, interestingly enough, an article that came out saying that New Zealand citizens have started voluntarily handing in their semi-automatic weapons. Huzzah, huzzah. And this may be an attempt by the media to basically encourage New Zealanders to voluntarily hand in their semi-automatic weapons. Because after all of your neighbors and friends, they're doing it. What's wrong with you? This story is undermined, though, by another story that says basically New Zealanders are rushing to the gun stores and to online facilities to buy guns before the new gun laws take effect. Same phenomenon we see here in the United States. Every time they talk about tighter gun laws, there's a rush on the gun shops. It's panic buying. So Apparently, the Christchurch branch of Gun City was busy on Saturday with people buying guns and equipment. And this followed the Prime Minister's comments about plans to tighten gun laws. Now, at one point, they said, we're going to ban all semi-automatic weapons. Then they backed off because a lot of people were saying there are legitimate uses for semi-automatic weapons, especially on the ranches, the farms, and in your home. And now they've flip-flopped again, and they're saying, yes, we're going to ban all semi-automatic weapons. You're either going to have a pump weapon or a revolver or a bolt action. Now, Gun City, which we mentioned before, in Christchurch, sold the mosque gunman 4 firearms. But they didn't sell him the military-style semi-automatic he reportedly used. They still don't know where that came from. And apparently somebody decided to take matters into their own hands because nearby, a gun club in Northland was on fire, set on fire. The firefighters are saying it's suspicious. The Kaitaia Gun Club. And a lot of people are talking about that video. And it is very obvious that the powers that be want that to go away. And politicians are demanding more tech censorship, trying to get rid of this video and just absolutely shut it down. It's the beginning of tyranny. Apparently, the Australian telcos are now blocking access to the following websites: vote.co, 4chan.org, 8chan.net, or h.net, liveleak.com, archive.is, bitshoot.com, zerohedge.com, kiwifarms.net, easytv.is, dissenter.com, documentingreality.com, bestgore.com, archive.vo. Now, some of these webmasters have basically challenged some of these Australian telcos, and they actually got a reply from Vodafone saying the issue is you have this video on your server, and as long as that video is on your server, you will be blocked. When you have removed the video, let us know. We may choose to restore your access. So they're really afraid of what's on this video. Now, I haven't looked at the whole video. I looked at a little of it. I agree with those. It's not pleasant to watch. It looks legit to me. I know there's a lot of emails floating around saying it's virtual reality, it's special effects, it's edited, it's this, it's that. For the portion I watched, I didn't see any of that. But again, with the caveat, I haven't watched the whole thing yet. Meanwhile, the Australian Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is calling for a G20-wide crackdown on all social media because it's just out of control, these people talking to each other. This unrestricted flow of information is making it impossible for us to manipulate our populations. Yeah, that was kind of the whole point here. But again, the actions of New Zealand and now Australia, it's obvious they've got something to hide. There are so many violent videos on the net. There's all the drone strike videos where people are being killed, blown into bloody bits. There's, you know, war footage, all that stuff. Nobody complains about that. But possession of the New Zealand mosque shooting video can now get you 10 years in prison in New Zealand. Fortunately, they don't have jurisdiction up here, at least yet. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. First, how's your left arm feeling?
It's better. And, you know, another day or two, I should be ready to, wrestle whatever
maybe
we have
you better
on this
give up box. Maybe you better give up boxing.
Well, actually, I've kind of outgrown all that stuff. I mean, when I was a kid, I was into martial arts and swords and everything. But, yeah, I'm having to accept the fact that I'm aging. Not very gracefully, but I am aging.
Mike,
yeah, go ahead.
I have a comment before. I want to ask a question on New Zealand. But first, in light of Representative Omar's comment, this whole brouhaha over Zionist influence, AIPAC money,
yes.
It seems, based on her courage, which we haven't seen from Christians and Jews who are serving in our government, perhaps we need more Muslims in our government in order to regain our sovereignty and stop being a puppet state.
I'm not so sure that specifically it's Muslims, but if you look at her background, what she went through growing up in a war zone, okay, this is somebody
yes.
who has a very hardened opinion about wars. And
yes.
I think more than being offensive to AIPAC, I think that Ilhan Omar, like Tulsi Gabbard, is being targeted for being anti-war. And it isn't just that they're anti-war and would vote against the war. They could quickly become the focus of a sudden surge of anti-war sentiment here in the American people, which is long overdue, guys. I got to tell you, it's long overdue.
But it's good to see. I mean, it's a sad commentary on our political system that it takes a Somali woman, a Muslim Somali woman, come out with these statements, and perhaps she's not so easily corruptible as the rest of the political class.
I would definitely agree on that one. Her statements seem to be coming out of her life experience, not a desire to inflate her wallet.
Right, Mike, on New Zealand, I want to make a comment, but first, a question. Do you have a theory or hypothesis at all that you haven't yet renounced on the program?
Well, there are theories all over the place here, but to me, this feels like a stage setup, like the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, like Sandy Hook. It's just another staged event with lots of dead bodies to push the gun grabber agenda. And one of the things I did notice when I watched part of that video that other people had talked about, the guy doing the shooting appears to like have no emotional connection to it whatsoever, which means, you know, experienced military. Then you see him mishandle the weapon. And so I'm back to my first question. What kind of medications was this guy on?
Right. I did a little research, and I'm not saying there's a similarity between what happened here and what happened in Norway with Breivik. Although I think it's interesting that Breivik, he was declared at being the media said that he was a neo-Nazi, and actually he was a liberal, pro-homosexual, and pro-Israel. But this individual, this guy from Australia, he had visited Turkey on two occasions, North Korea, Pakistan. At least this is what I've seen on the internet, and Israel. And if you look at New Zealand, I did a little research. New Zealand was one of the three countries in 2016 that sponsored the resolution in the UN Security Council that condemned Israeli settlement building in the occupied territories. This was the vote that Obama's ambassador abstained, where Obama got a lot of heat from the Zionist lobby and from the rest of the political class. And also, New Zealand's been pretty much on board on this BDS movement. So I'm not saying there was a Zionist connection, but it is interesting that you have these facts out there that they sponsored this resolution and they were at least agreeable to this BDS movement.
Well, it's entirely possible. I mean, New Zealand is a hotbed of Mossad activity for that part of the world. Some of Israel's assassins have been accused by New Zealand of stealing New Zealand passports in order to travel around the world without being traced. So definitely going on between them.
Right, and that was actually confirmed. I think there was an earthquake in that same city a few years back, and they said that some Israelis, one was apprehended, the others escaped. They basically were there to steal passports, to steal identities.
Yes.
For foreign operations. But Netanyahu did say, when New Zealand did sponsor that resolution, he said this was a declaration of war. And the Zionists don't take it very well when you declare war on them or you challenge their power. So who knows? I just wanted to put that out there.
Well, it's entirely possible. But don't forget, this isn't the first time there's been a questionable shooting that supported the gun grabber agenda. There was the Port Arthur massacre, and there are still lingering doubts that was the real deal as well.
Thank you, Mike.
So, all right, we got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. Got another caller waiting, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we are going to go back to the phones to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I always thought that the media, although they're a bunch of demonic Illuminati deep state bastards, I thought they had some sense. But this whole thing of trying to stigmatize Donald Trump, calling him a white nationalist, it's, first of all, it's not stigmatizing him. It's actually unstigmatizing white nationalism, which is a good thing, because I consider myself a white nationalist. So I'm overjoyed. I mean, we all know how they tried to they demonize Trump all the time with everything. And so what they're doing by they're giving white nationalism the greatest publicity and marketing that we ever could have. If you say you're a white nationalist now, people are like, oh, well, okay, Trump's a white nationalist, and he's doing a good job, or he's not that dangerous. So I don't know if they really thought this whole attack profile against Trump out, because, like I said, they're trying to stigmatize Trump. What they're really doing is unstigmatizing white nationalism, which, in my view, is a good thing. And once again, to have the president of the United States, who is supported by 40, at least 40% of the population, being called and labeled a white nationalist, that's the best publicity we could ever get. I mean, you can't buy publicity like that. And you'd think that people in the media would understand publicity and advertising and you know, marketing to realize what a disaster they're creating for their side and what a godsend this is for white nationalism. So I'm really happy about it. The more they call them a white nationalist, the better, to destigmatize white nationalism, because there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, nationalism is a good thing.
That's exactly the point. You know, because the first part of the brainwashing, the propaganda, is to make you think that something is bad without explaining why. Oh, white nationalism is bad. Okay.
Well, I think
I'm white. Yeah. Why is that any worse than somebody who's black, brown, red, peach toper mauve? And as far as being a nationalist, isn't that another word for patriotism? But
absolutely,
the corporate media has been selling this idea, and the liberals have been selling this idea that white nationalism is bad. And, you know, I mean, there's a double standard here, because when black people are proud of their heritage, it's called black power. When Hispanics are proud of their heritage, it's called, you know, brown power. But when white people get together and are proud of their heritage, it's called racism.
Well, you know, Mike, it's they call you names and they try to tint it with racism or Nazism or whatever as a way to shut you up, because they can't defend against your arguments. So once again, by normalizing it and destigmatizing white nationalism, it's going to create a debate, an open debate, where people aren't going to be scared to say, oh, well, wait a minute, I'm a nationalist, I'm a patriot, I'm a populist. You know, and like I said, this is one of the beauties of the Trump presidency. I know some people don't like him, but you really, his ability to take on these politically correct, you know, idols and to say, okay, screw you, is really gonna, and it has been, you know, working on the morale of everybody else to speak out and say, well, yeah, I am a nationalist and I'm white and I'm proud of being white. Nothing wrong with that. And the other thing I want, real quick, I have a theory that that Trump, when he's not president anymore, he's going to get himself a TV network and a media empire. And I think maybe that's why he's not defending the, you know, you see, like, for instance, Fox. Fox is starting to hire all these lefties, and they're getting putting a lot of pressure on there. I think Trump is going to get together and try to form a new Fox, like a populist Fox, a Trump network, whether he loses this time or in 6 years. I think that's in the cards, because Fox is definitely, they're basically shedding and harassing their conservatives and their populists. And we're going to need a network, and Trump, being a money man, is probably saying, boy, whoever gets that network is going to be able to print money, because the people are with populism and nationalism, and the media, they don't care about ratings, they just want to control the message. So anybody that'll feed that audience and market to, you know, to people like us, is going to make a lot of money. And I think that might be one of the reasons why Trump is kind of, I think he might be planning on doing that.
Well, if he is, I'm certainly going to send him a resume. But, you know, my concern here in looking at current events, there are a lot of parallels between what we're going through right now in the United States and what Germany was going through just before the Nazis rise to power. And we're seeing the same tolerance for bizarre lifestyles, fragmentation of society. Inflationary pressures, not as bad here as they were in the Weimar Republic, but a lot of anger and discontent. And the thing I am most afraid of is we could see some kind of a demagogue stand up and grab the imagination, if you will, of the nation and really turn us down a dark path.
Well, it's, you know, it's like Kennedy said, if you make a peaceful revolution impossible, you're going to make a violent revolution inevitable. And I look at this, and that's what's so scary when I watch, like, Zero Hedge. They're suppressing Zero Hedge. I love Zero Hedge. I mean, to see, like, the other side, you know, not the Trump side, suppressing all these website. They're the enemy. So, you know, they're the ones that are out there using this fascist Nazi tactic of suppression and censorship. So that's where the enemy is, in my view. And if there is a reaction and it does get to be like a Nazi Germany, they're going to be the ones to blame for this. I mean, it's not the Ron Paul constitutionalist white nationalists that are the abusive ones in destroying our constitutional republic. It's the lefties, the deep stateies, the neocons. They're the ones that have this blood, or so to say, on their hands when the country falls apart. You know, because they will.
And again, taking this country apart, maybe sort of, or taking it down, maybe the first step toward building it back up in a completely different model. Again, something that would truly, truly be ugly. All right. Well, listen, Joe, we're going to let you go, and the phone lines are open again. And apparently, it's not just New Zealand who is blocking all these websites like Zero Hedge. Apparently, it's Australia as well. Because I guess a lot of people in Australia know a lot of people in New Zealand. They talk on the phone a lot. And again, from their actions, you know that they don't want people looking at that video and analyzing it for themselves. Okay, let's go back to the phones here. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Nationalism and populism doesn't give you the right to have exceptionalism. Right?
Yes.
We're not, you know what I mean? We're not, you know, that's the problem. Like, you think you're better than somebody else, and you export that kind of, like, that value mentality to the rest of the world. No matter if you kill their own, the people's population or not, you're bringing this attitude to them. You know, that's the problem, you know? I mean, Mike, you know, it used to be, you know, like what Trump said, make America great again, but I don't see it. I voted for the guy. I see make America being exceptional again. I mean, that's what I see by him putting Bolton, Pompeo, and Elliot Abrams in. That's what these people believe in. They believe in a certain way, like what happened with the French defense, you know, that saying should go down for the year, Mike, for like the best saying. You know, Article 5 don't mean Article F-35. It's this whole attitude, you know, that we're better than everybody else. Buy our weapons, by the way. You know, I mean, it's just, it's to the point where it's actually discouraging them from buying our stuff anymore or doing economic deals with us anymore. You know, because
you know, in terms of the weapons, U.S. made weapons are overpriced and they're poor performers. I'm looking at that story about the Independence class and Freedom class littoral combat ships. They perform so poorly. The projects are just going to scrap. They're not going to go on to manufacture them and deploy them. They're going to go back to the drawing board and start all over. Too much whiz bang. And apparently one of the biggest problems they had with these ships, besides the drivetrain, was there was this modular weapon system where there are all these sockets all over the ship where they could very quickly change what went in there in order to quickly reconfigure the ship for different missions. And it sounds good, you know, looks good on paper. Getting it to actually work in the actual ocean environment proved to be very difficult. I actually saw this documentary about the sea trials for one of these ships. And, of course, it was supposed to be positive and puff, and we're doing all these wonderful things. But they couldn't hide the fact that the last day of the sea trials, they were tied up to the dock because they couldn't move. But they just cleared out the water off to one side and fired the gun out there to say, see, we're proving it all works. I'm surprised the Zumwalt is out on operational deployment, given its history of drivetrain problems. And I just hope they haven't sent it out there prematurely because that could cost some of our young people their lives. But again, it's all driven by the money. It's driven by the profit. It's driven by the contract. You know, this weapon is supposed to be ready to go now. Hence, it is ready to go now. this almost reminds me of the scandal over the M16, which, for those of you who remember the Vietnam War, there was this contest between two different rifles, and one was the M14, and the other was the M16, which was being produced then by Armalite. And clearly the M16 was the superior weapon, but there were officers at the Pentagon who were basically linked up economically with the company producing the M14. And the official justification for the M14 was that it used exactly the same ammunition as the M30 machine gun, making logistics simpler. Okay, that was the official explanation. But the M16 was put out for field tests in Vietnam, and a lot of kids got killed, and they were found with the gun dismantled, trying, you know, with their cleaning kit out. And Congress investigated and discovered that when the Pentagon had put the M16 out into tests in Vietnam, they had deliberately put the wrong propellant in those 223 cartridges. They put in a propellant they know would foul and jam the gun, and that's exactly what happened. And it was a huge, huge stink and a scandal. And Congress basically told the Pentagon, you will go with the M16 and you will use the correct ammunition. And of course, the M16 has turned into one of the world's most popular weapons. And it's, you know, its little brother, its baby brother, the AR-15, is a wonderful weapon, especially with that ability to, you know, to quickly reconfigure it for like target shooting or varminting the garden or something.
And don't forget the F-16 with General Dynamics with the wire-shaping problem where they blamed the pilot. Remember that? That movie was based on that.
Oh, yes, that was a horrible one. And there was a big lawsuit by the widow of one of the pilots who got killed, and somebody leaked an internal document that admitted to the fact that under high Gs, the wiring harness was chafing against the interior frame, and it was being covered up. There's a lot of that that goes on. It's just driven by so much money. And I mean, there have been all kinds of boondoggles, and I can understand why other countries don't want the F-35. Some have already been coerced into buying it through politics, through arm twisting, who knows, through kickbacks. But it's not a well-performing weapon, and I think that's the reason why Israel has stayed out of Syria since the S-400s went online. Because all it's going to take is for one F-35 to get shot down in combat, and Lockheed is basically in big, big trouble.
Am I going back to, like, Trump? I'd love to see Make America's factories work again, because they're not. Detroit is still rotted.
Yes.
Flint, Michigan. I mean, there's nothing. I know your last caller, he's right. I mean, like I said, I voted for Trump. Nothing's being like done, per se. You know what I mean? Like, no, we're in stagnation, basically.
We're in a wartime economy. We're in a wartime economy. Every bit of wealth the government gets its hands on is going to the war machine or to entitlement programs to keep people in their place, not to mention Israel. But there's no money for infrastructure. There's no money for rebuilding. And back when Trump started this tariff war, I said the big problem was that America's factories and farms were not positioned to take advantage of the protectionism. And we'd still have to go on importing things from China, and we'd have to pay that uplift on the tariff, which comes out of your pocket, not the government's. And they're not thinking these things through. And I'm looking at this scandal about how people are, the children of rich kids are literally bribed into these prestigious universities, and they hire people to do their homework and their term papers, and they come out with no education at all. And I'm wondering, is this the reason why we see such poor quality thinking coming out of Washington, D.C.? Or is it something in the water? Or are they all on prescription antidepressants?
Well, you know what's sad, Mike, if I still got time, that woman from France, the French secretary, I mean, she even said it. It's all a weapons industry. I mean, nothing about construction. Hey, you know, why don't we have construction going to the U.S.? You know, France will build this in the U.S. U.S. will build something in France. None of that.
Nope.
It's, you know, it's just all about weaponry. You know, it's a welfare warfare. The West is a welfare and warfare now. That's what it seems.
It really
seems
is.
Like.
Remember that story that we ran yesterday? The Oroville Dam, $1.1 billion to repair it, and it's already falling apart again.
There you go. That's the future, Mike Detroit. Have a good show, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We got another caller waiting on the line, but I'm going to wait until after the commercial break here. One of the things the corporate media keeps going on about is how nobody has ever shot Muslims inside a mosque before. That's not true. Back in 1994, there was an attack at the Ibrahimi Mosque when Baruch Goldstein, who was a Messianic Jewish settler, gunned down 29 Muslims while they prayed. Got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Art Off the Grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I missed the first half hour there, so I don't know if you covered this little conversation between Joe Scarborough and Andrew Yang. on the Morning Joe?
No, not yet.
Somebody shared an article with me, and I just found it, like, first I want to share part of the dialogue, and then I want to throw a question at you. Yang says he wants to provide every American with $1,000 a month. Scarborough says, I applaud that. What's the price tag? You're a numbers guy. What's the price tag of giving every American $1,000 a month? Yang, well, we're spending $1.5 trillion to Americans around the country, but you have to look around us. Who are going to be the big winners from AI and new technologies? The big winners are going to be Amazon, Google, Facebook, Uber, and organizations and companies like that. So Scarborough says, yeah, but I'm curious, you know, how are you going to pay for it? Yang says what he wants to do is, because he brought up how Amazon paid zero in taxes last year. So he says, while Amazon's sucking up $20 billion in business every year, putting 30% of American malls out of business, so what we need to do is pass a value-added tax that would get the American people a slice of every Amazon transaction, every Google search, and every robot truck mile. Boy, here's my question. If you slap a value-added tax on Amazon and whoever, do they not think that prices will increase to cover that tax? Why not just have Amazon pay a damn income tax and be done with it?
Well, either along with that, pay a decent working wage. I mean, the problem here is, you know, Yang is, he's addressing a real issue, which is that Americans don't really have enough money to power a consumer economy. But unfortunately, right, the corporations, the manufacturers, the retailers, they don't want to pay decent wages and salaries. They're struggling to keep all the money that they can and stay out of bankruptcy. Part of it is taxes overall are already too high. The GOP tax plan from last year, as so many people are finding out now in tax season, it definitely favored the top corporations and the ultra rich. But ordinary middle class Americans, they're seeing their tax bill go up. And there's going to come a point where people are being taxed so much, the economy is going to start breaking down. But
right,
all of this money is being taxed away from us to pay for all of these wars in all these countries.
Right. And my argument is pretty simple. I mean, Amazon paid zero in taxes last year. How are you going to take in $20 billion in business profits and not pay taxes? What would happen to you or me or anybody listening right now if we made $20 billion and we didn't pay any taxes?
That's a really, really good question. And I don't know how Amazon does it. Anyway, Art, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification, and we will be right back with another phone call.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.